can, I guess, go ahead and open the door and let this kid in. He's all the right. only kid that we knew of to get a hold of to talk about the Obama speech yesterday, because he is our Dunham and Miller foreign exchange student's brother. You remember Nigel, who was tragically left on an island about 2 years ago?
Well,
this is
left.
Nigel's younger brother, also a foreign exchange student from Great Britain. It's Oliver. Hello, Oliver.
Hey, Oliver.
I'm here too, Oliver.
Georgie, thank you ever so much for letting me stay at the Dunham and Miller house.
There's no such place.
People there are quite nice.
This is your imagination running wild with you again.
It's not my imagination, Georgie. Mm-hmm. They feed me all manner of candy treats and sticky cream buns and magic buttons.
You know, Oliver, you sound and look a lot like Nigel.
He's me brother, Georgie.
That's Craig.
And we're both not Georgies.
I have an update as to the goings on at the Dunham and Miller house.
Oh, yeah?
They gathered all the kids in the commons to watch the president speak.
Oh, you got to see that yesterday, huh? What'd you think?
Yes. And when the president came out, I was quite surprised that he was chocolate, Georgie.
Well, I wouldn't identify him as that.
Yeah, we say African-American or black.
How did the people elect a chocolate after so many years of vanilla, Georgie?
That's a pretty good question, actually. I don't know. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Well, I mean, it's a first.
Let me handle this,
it's
George. In this country, everybody gets an equal opportunity.
Well, yeah, but it's
Oliver.
The first time, and it did surprise a lot of people.
Does it make you fear for your possessions, Georgie?
No, not at all.
He spoke about the importance of compulsory attendance in our educational institutions, Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
He then droned on about his upbringing of adversity.
Right.
But as he spoke, I began to feel woozy and drawn in by his unblinking eyes.
Oh, no. You were hypnotized?
That's what the Republicans were fearing.
Yeah, they were right.
I immediately and involuntarily handed my wallet to the government representative standing nearby, Georgie. Then I began to have new feelings of healthcare dissatisfaction, Georgie.
Oh, really? We gotta do something about it.
I also began to have strong positive feelings for the French.
Oh,
boy,
no.
He did hypnotize the kids.
No.
And then I also began autonomic writing in support of gay marriage for an alternative journal, Georgie.
Oh, God.
What has happened to me?
I don't know. Just based off one speech, I don't know.
At the conclusion of his speech, I then stood up and with zombie arms extended went to the internet and signed up for the ACLU. I couldn't control myself, Georgie. Something beyond me will compelled me.
Well, gosh, that's an amazing tale there,
Am I
Oliver?
Becoming a black liberal, George?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Take your service weapon and kill me, Georgie.
Oh, no, don't do that, George.
I don't have a service weapon.
I'm just going to be with Ronald Reagan now.
No, stay with us, Oliver.
Teach me about sports.
All right. We're going to talk sports.
How did Roy Williams mend his shoulder?
Well,
did he do it by eating treacle?
No, I think he just did some treatment on it. It wasn't that bad a shoulder injury.
Have you ever drunk
in
your own treacle, Georgie?
No, I haven't. I don't recommend it.
I want to know about sports!
George, teach him about sports right now.
Okay.
Well, what happened to my brother, Nigel, Georgie?
Look, it was just a character on the show. P1s hated him, and they voted him off for a reason.
You killed him through the head with a bow and arrow,
no,
didn't you, Georgie?
No, we didn't do any such thing. We did not.
Strong accusation.
Now, Georgie. Bye-bye.
Bye, Oliver.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Oliver.
All of a sudden, he's gone. All right, there's Oliver, our alleged foreign exchange student, also known as an end-around character. It is 8:46.